Shit eating son of a bitch! Bastard! Douchebag! Twat! Dickhead!
Boy, I wouldn't give a squirt of piss for your ass right now.
For me, you're somewhere between a cockroach and that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Your part, eggplant.
Hey.
You're a cantaloupe.
You're a real boring fuck.
Sorry, I know that you disapprove of swearing. All right. So I'll sort that. You are a boring F*** cunt.
I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
If I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it.
And furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I'm Dean Devlin, and you're listening to the Emotional Weather Report.
Welcome to the Emotional Weather Report. I am Jamie. It is noisy out here. Fantastic. And then I realized, man, me saying that I'm a diva made me a diva.
We are waiting for a bus, and you're coming with me.
Tacos. Oh, dear Lord. One of my first memories of childhood, of life itself, is about food.
Emotional Weather Report.
Welcome to the Emotional Weather Report. I am Jamie Stewart. This is my show. Thanks for listening however you're listening, whether it's on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, the ethers of the interwebs, the fillings in your teeth, or the webbings between your toes, or here on Shady Pines Radio. Welcome. It is Tuesday. I have some things I want to talk about today, so strap yourselves in. Let's just get started with some music and get the show rolling, all right? Can we do that? Okay, let's start it out with Liam Lynch on Emotional Weather Report here, Shady Pines Radio.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. This chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. Cause pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you gonna name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now, since you have no life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you had been hoeing, and now you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now. Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.
Probably go and see a doctor about it when I got the time. Guitar. some shoes and go bowling. Maybe I'll join a league, enter a tournament, put on a stupid looking shirt and go bowling instead.
So as of Friday the 30th, we are shut down. Multnomah County is now shut down. An extreme risk state because of COVID. Because people just keep getting the COVID. And there's so much out there blaming. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people blaming the politicians, the Kate Brown and all that. I don't like her as much as anyone else doesn't like her, but God damn it, why don't we take some accountability? Why don't we take some of the blame? Because it's our faults. The amount of people I see were not wearing a fucking mask, whether I'm riding TriMet, riding the Max, or people trying to come into the club not wearing a mask, or if they do wear a mask, they're being so passive-aggressive bullshit that they're wearing a screen door as a mask. Take some accountability. There's a lot of people out there still getting sick. There's people out there fucking dying. It sucks that work shut down. I was enjoying working. You know why? I don't know. Money. We all were. I was told, hey, maybe you should get out of the industry. What industry? You think it's only strip clubs that are shut down? You think it's our fault? No, the whole of Multnomah County is shut down. I'm Washington County, I guarantee, right behind. All the dancers, the cooks, the bartenders, the service workers, we're all done. We're fucked. I don't know what's going to happen. How long are we going to be shut down? Who knows? Who knows? Until we get our heads out of our asses. By the time you hear this, I will have had my first vaccination shot. Going in today, which is yesterday, but it's today because I'm recording this in the past so you can listen to it in the future, which is the present at this point. Get your heads out of your asses, folks. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't like being shut down. No one likes being shut down. You know why? I don't have money. How am I going to pay shit? What am I going to do? You know, from down at the bottom of how am I going to pay my SoundCloud account, to how am I going to pay my phone bill? How am I going to pay rent? How am I going to live? Stop blaming other people. Take some accountability. Maybe we'll get back to quote unquote whatever normal might have been. But until then, I don't know what I'm going to do. None of us know what we're going to do. So, fucking wear a mask. Don't be a dick. Don't be a douchehole. Please. Here's some more music. Thank you for letting me rant.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind, and when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line, if you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start a melting away.
Bow, bow,
I take
bow,
a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants. I end the feelings like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Bye.
de sa femme, pas pour te vivre, j'ai un forme sans balayer. Faut qu'il en fasse pas, pas tu me dois. Ça va, c'est pas, pas, pas les laptops.
Everybody!
Take a look at my enormous penis.
And my troubles start to melt away.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
And everything is going my way.
My trouser monster.
Everything is going my way.
My meat is harder.
Everything is going my way.
Size doesn't matter.
Everything is going my way.
Stripper magician, a wonderful addition to parties and funerals, also police suspicion. I think there's something shiny behind your ear. I can also make your daughter's virginity disappear. Take a look at my magic stick. It makes dreams come true with just one lick. Flick, pulling out these scarves like I pull out of your daughter. I'm a magic man, a real Harry Potter. Bibbidi Bop and Alakazam. When I go to town, I break diaphragms. Stripper magician on a musical mission. I may have failed grade school, but I still have ambition. For my next trick, I'll need a wire coat hanger. This one's for the dads that didn't mean to banger. My magic hat is where I keep my tips. Safe from taxation, it's an easy trick. I call it tax evasion. Plain and simple. The U.S. government is the one that I swindle. Stripper magician, making sexual transmissions. I may not pay my taxes, but at least I have your digits. Pick a card, any card. And if your friend's in need, I'll make his penis hard. Stripper magician.
It hasn't been 72 hours since I'm not unemployed. I still have a job. We just are shut down. I didn't quit my job. I didn't get fired. We're just shut down. But it's been about 72-ish hours, and I'm already getting bitched at that I don't have a job. I'm already. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I would love to remain in the industry, doing what I did, doing what I do, DJing, talking over the microphone, because you know I love the sound of my own voice. But who knows what's going to happen? How long are we going to be shut down? I need to find something in between, in the meantime. So if you know of any place that needs someone, I'm available for work. I figure I might as well put it out here and see if I could, connect with someone. I don't know. Here's some more music.
In this world that we're living in, there's so many people wondering how we ever hope to clean up all this mess that we've made. There are people dying in the street, little babies with no food to eat. Sometimes it seems we should accept defeat, but this won't make us fall. There is still one man we can call. Danny DeVito, the one that we need, oh. You're the one who can turn this all around and lift us from the ground. I know you are my hero. You're the one who has come to save the day. We need you more than words can say. Yeah, this one chubby little man has the power in his hand to heal the divide and bring peace to this land. Doesn't matter if you're left or right, we know that Danny is our guy. To help us put our differences aside, we can trust in this man, put our lives in his hand. I know Danny DeVito, the one that we need, oh. You're the only one who can crack this egg. I'm down here on my knees, I beg. From zero to hero, it's time for a new orange fat old man. But this is one we all can stand. Someday you'll leave this world behind, and on that day the world will cry. And this is why Danny DeVito, wearing a Speedo, this image will unite us all. With Danny we will never fall. Face we all can trust. Oh, Danny, won't you come save us?
Old Godzilla was hopping around Tokyo City like a big playground, when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat. But he ran out of bullets and he ran away, because often this prime can save the day. This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions as far as the eye can see. And only one will survive, I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. Took a bite out of Optimus Prime, like Scruff McGruff took a bite out of crime. And then Shaq came back covered in a tire track, but Jackie Chan jumped out and landed on his back. And Batman was injured and trying to get steady when Abraham Lincoln came back with a machete. But suddenly something caught his leg and he tripped. Indiana Jones took him out with his whip. Then he saw Godzilla sneaking up from behind, and he reached for his gun, which he just couldn't find, cause Batman stole it and he shot and he missed, and Jackie Chan deflected it with his fist. Then he jumped in the air and he did a somersault while Abraham Lincoln tried to pull faults onto Optimus Prime, but they collided in the air. Then they both got hit by a Care Bear stare. This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions as far as the eye can see. And only one will survive, I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown. Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus, down from the heavens descended Chuck Norris, who delivered a kick which could shatter bones into the crotch of Indiana Jones, who fell over on the ground, writhing in pain as Batman changed back into Bruce Wayne. But Chuck saw through his clever disguise, and he crushed Batman's head in between his thighs. Then Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop, the Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, Lo Pan, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock the Rock, Doc Ock and Hulk Hogan, all came out of nowhere lightning fast, and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on in total awe. The fight raged on for a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion and stood. The rest saw the better. Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater.
This is the ultimate showdown. Ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown. This is the ultimate showdown. This is the ultimate showdown.
Ultimate destiny.
I've been asked recently, Jamie, what do you think the future of comedy is going to be? And like I tell people, it's the same as any kind of live entertainment nowadays. It's never going to be the same. Things are going to have to be different. I am not ready to book any live comedy shows. Perhaps if they were outdoors on a porch somewhere. I don't have a porch. If you have a porch and you want some comedy, let me know. Maybe we'll hook you up or do something. But I don't know. I don't know when I'll be ready to book more comedy, host more comedy. I don't know when the comedians are going to be ready. Things have to change because, you know, we don't want to die from your spittle on the microphone. You know what I mean? Be safe out there.
Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I'm digging it in, open blade, you set it off,
set it off.
Used to be Hard Hulk, now you done turned soft. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya, dancing and tight as a ballerina. I knew all along you had those tendencies, cause you've been running from macho like I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the rocks break you fast. But when I challenged Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth, I will show. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
They call you Hollywood? Don't make me laugh. Cause your movies and your acting skills are both trash. Your movie straight the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man, but when I find you, gone. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward, is that you, Hogan? My dude's gonna kick your butt, this is a slogan. You tried to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on messing with you, dude, day after day. And once you step to my show, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You called my dad up on the phone, man, use a chunk. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll punk your butt out for the world to see.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
You're listening to ShadyPinesRadio.com. Here's the lineup for Tuesdays. At 9 a.m., The Gen X Files with Jim and Adam. From 10 to 11, Emotional Weather Report with Jamie Stewart. Then it's Beat Salad with Mason O'Brien from 11 till noon. 3 p.m. till 4, it's A Feast for Your Cochlea with DJ Huff Huff Pass. At 4 p.m., it's Sensory Tangle with Margie Marlowe. 2 hours of Toasty Tunes with Alex Toast starting at 6 p.m. From 8 to 9 p.m., Radio Seance with Your Psychic Friends, hosted by Oscan and Mag. At 9 p.m., Fresh, Unoriginal with DJ Wineglass. From 10 p.m. till midnight, Serendipitous Encounters with DJ Corduroy. And after midnight, it's Midnight Mystics with Zachary and Jordan. No matter the day or time, you've picked the right time to listen in. Thanks for listening, and tell others.
Shady Pines Radio.
Did you know I have over 400 episodes of Emotional Weather Report over on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/TheJamieStewart? Why don't I podcast more? I need to podcast more. My wife keeps reminding me that we pay for this. I pay for this. So I might as well podcast. Let's podcast. Emotional Weather Report is making a comeback, folks. Watch. Don't dare me. Don't you dare me.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
You. Who's your friend?
Dick. Don't say Dick.
What do you know? And you, friend, what's your handle?
Don. Two thumbs Don.
Riding on their own chairs, they dream of wealth and fame. Here is their companion. Nintendo is their game. Jack and Two Thumbs Don and Sidekick, don't say Dick. We'll laugh at others' failures, though they have not done shit.
I've heard of you.
The ready made, connecting with the ever ready. Yeah. Never was talking about, still trying. I got it. Forever bitter, gossiping about, never say die. May I inquire what you've been doing, Mr.
Jack?
Never done Jack.
And you, partner, what's the news of the world, Dick?
I don't say Dick.
Don, of all the people, you must be the tattler.
Two thumbs up!
What are you afraid of? Failure. So am I.
Has been
implies failure. Not so. Has been's history. Has been was. Has been might again.
I get it. But it's like, once she uses that tone, I can't hear anything except noise. Like, I'm just not listening. No. Listen to me. Okay, you're dealing with a lot of weak-minded people. I never say I'm sorry. I just don't do it. Yeah, dude, I'm walking up right now. I just parked. It was a handicap spot. They're always open.
Who the fuck are you honking at? I'm on the phone.
What are you doing?
I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
look.
I see you're on the phone. What the fuck's wrong with that guy's head?
Well, look at that clown, dressed up like Charles Dickens, sneaking around like Slim Pickens. If he was a woman, he'd think he was God's gift to man. Called her stick his head in a garbage can. Oh, fuck that guy. Yeah, fuck that guy. Ooh, it ought to be a crime. He ain't no friend of mine. Fuck that guy. Call the cops, he ought to be arrested. Ain't nobody around here gonna get molested. No, fuck that guy. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Standing up there,
with a mail order bride and a dead cat for hair. Bragging he's the richest man alive. Step right up, folks, drink this Kool-Aid. Make me your 45. Folks tried to hide the key to the candy store. So he brought in his boyfriend to rig the scope. Now, we got 1,000 scandals a day. Just drink this Kool-Aid and look away. He ruled and stole with evil kin and crooks galore. Just doing his job as Putin pulled. Started putting kids in cages, grabbing pussy all day. Just drank the Kool-Aid and look away. No wonder that clown is so dim. Even his poor old mother hated him. Now the whole world got the blues from a fool named the Spanky, who was born to lose. What a party when the righteous take him down. Undertaker, you have to screw him into the ground. Oh, did y'all hear what I said? 40 jive. Yeah, drink this Kool-Aid.
We interrupt this toasty tune for a very toasty brief. For those who may be unfamiliar, if you take the digits 710 for 710 and flip them upside down, you're presented with the word oil, which has now signified in the stoner community the time to take a frickin' dab, you square.
It tastes so good. The smell is all over my mouth.
Toasty Tunes, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday nights on Shady Pines Radio. Join me, your host, Alex Toast, as we traverse the landscapes of acoustic fingerstyle, hip-hop, math rock, and local Portland releases, all while getting a little blazed. That's Tuesday night, 6 p.m. on Shady Pines Radio.
You're walking in the woods. There's no one around, and your phone is dead. Out of the corner of your eye, you spot him.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's following you, about 30 feet back. He gets down on all fours and breaks into a sprint. He's gaining on you.
Shia LaBeouf.
You're looking for your car, but you're all turned around. He's almost upon you now, and you can see there's blood on his face. My God, there's blood everywhere!
Running for your life from Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife, it's Shia LaBeouf. Lurking in the shadows, Hollywood superstar Shia LaBeouf. Living in the woods,
Shia LaBeouf.
Killing for sport,
Shia LaBeouf.
Eating all the bodies, actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Now it's dark, and you seem to have lost him. But you're hopelessly lost yourself. Stranded with a murderer, you creep silently through the underbrush. Aha! In the distance, a small cottage with a light on. Hope! You move stealthily toward it, but your leg! Ah! It's caught in a bear trap!
Gnawing off your leg!
Quiet, quiet.
Limping to the cottage!
Quiet, quiet.
Now you're on the doorstep! Sitting inside, Shia LaBeouf! Sharpening an axe,
Shia LaBeouf!
But he doesn't hear you enter,
Shia LaBeouf!
You're sneaking up behind him! Strangling superstar Shia LaBeouf! Fighting for your life with Shia LaBeouf! Wrestling a knife from Shia LaBeouf! Savage in his kidney, safe at last from Shia LaBeouf.
You limp into the dark woods, blood oozing from your stump leg. You've beaten Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, he isn't dead. Shy surprise, there's a gun to your head and death in his eyes. But you can do jujitsu.
Can do it.
Body slam superstar Shia LaBeouf.
legendary fight with Shia LaBeouf. Normal Tuesday night for Shia LaBeouf. You try to swing an axe at Shia LaBeouf, but blood is draining fast from your stump leg. He's dodging every swipe, he parries to the left, you counter to the right, you catch him in the neck, you're chopping off his head now. You have just decapitated Shia LaBeouf.
His head topples to the floor, expressionless. You fall to your knees and catch your breath. You're finally safe from Shia LaBeouf.
Everyone I don't like is literally Hitler, literally Hitler, literally Hitler. Everyone I don't like is literally Hitler. Let's have a look and see. You got Donald Trump, PewDiePie, and Pepe the Frog. Hand signs, free speech, follow Godwin's law. Pro-life conservatives, grammar police, white men, YouTubers, people who eat meat. Yeah, everyone I don't like is literally Hitler. Everyone except for me. Everyone I hate is a literal Nazi, literal Nazi, literal Nazi. Everyone I hate is a literal Nazi. Let's have a look and see. Jordan Peterson,
Nazi.
Gamergate,
Nazi.
Feminist,
Nazi.
Shakespeare plays,
Nazi.
Barack Obama,
Nazi.
George W. Bush,
Nazi.
Bill Clinton,
Nazi.
Ronald Reagan,
Nazi.
Yeah,
everyone I hate is a literal Nazi. Everyone except for me.
Everything I don't like is literally Hitler, literally Hitler, literally Hitler. Everything I don't like is literally Hitler. Let's have a look and see. Comic books,
Hitler.
Comedians,
Hitler.
Capitalism,
Hitler.
Socialism,
Hitler.
Criticism,
Hitler.
Men's rights activism,
Hitler.
Sexual dimorphism,
Hitler.
Facts,
Hitler.
Donald Duck,
Hitler.
Man-spreading,
Hitler.
Babies,
Hitler.
4chan,
Hitler.
Science,
Hitler.
Gun control,
Hitler.
Statistics,
Hitler.
Milk,
Hitler.
Yeah, everyone I don't like is literally Hitler. Everyone except for me. Everyone except for me.
Many questions in my mind, and I've got too many answers to find. Can I give up all I've imagined? Am I magical enough for this to happen? Because I like you,
I like you,
I like you,
I like you.
And like can lead to like, and like can lead to love. Sure as the stars above, I'd really like to kiss you. Oh, oh. Can I be the man you're looking for? Can I be your girl forevermore? I'll try real hard not to lose her. I'll try to be less of a loser.
Because I like you,
I like you,
I like you,
I like you. And like can lead to like, and like can lead to love. Sure as the stars above, I'd really like to
fuss you,
fuss you,
fuss you,
fuss you, fuck you.
Because Cause I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. And like can lead to like-like, and like-like can lead to love. Sure as the stars above, I'd really like to hold you, kiss you, jack you, kiss you, rim you, race you, kill you, kiss you, fuck you.
Dayman, ah, fighter of the night, man, ah, champion of the sun, ah, you're a master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Dayman,
Dayman,
oh,
Dayman,
fighter of the night, man, ah,
champion of the sun,
sun, sun,
ah.
Ah, you're a master of karate and friendship for everyone. Dayman!
Stage freeze!
Don't say stage freeze, just do it.
I was that little boy, that little baby boy. Was a boy, but now I am a man. I fought the night and lived as day man. Now I'm here to ask for your hand. So if you want to marry man, will you marry me? Will you come on stage and join me in this thing called matrimony? Please say yes and do not bone me, please just marry me.
Is that it?
Huh?
Is the play over?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, then I'm out of here.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Is it a yes or?
Is it a yes? Really, Charlie, will I marry you? No, I will not. I will never marry you. And I also held up my end of the bargain, so I never have to see you again.
Okay, so wait, I'm sorry, I want to get this clear. You are saying no.
Oh, I am definitely saying no.
Okay, well, I did never sign anything, so I'll see you tomorrow. That's it. You can go home. It's over.
Oh. I know that, dude.
Who, me? Dr. D here, DJ for Rockaholic on Shady Pines Radio, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Join me for an hour of all things rock, indie, punk, metal, classic. We even stretch to the edges of the genre. I'll introduce you to bands and songs you haven't heard, from local, national, and international artists, as well as old favorites. Jump on my tour bus and let's see where this ride takes us. See you every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for Rockaholic on Shady Pines Radio. Let's go.
Got you afraid, masks you've worn and home you've stayed. If the pandemic has got you lonesome and blue, well honey, I've got the remedy for you. Other boys might buy you diamonds and pearls, but I know what's on the mind of all the girls. I have something you need, I've got what you want. Let the rest stand in line, I'll get you to the front. I'm your
vaccine daddy,
I've got the connections. To get you your injections,
Vaccine Daddy.
I'm gonna treat all your troubles,
Vaccine Daddy.
And hey, my doses are doubles. No more nights of isolation. You're gonna dig my big inoculation.
Vaccine Daddy.
Let me examine you and check if you're warm. I can see you properly filled out your form. Take off your coat and and roll up your shirt. All the gals will tell you that it doesn't hurt. My sharp is sharp, my syringe goes deep. My hypodermic's longer than a CVS receipt. I've got a little pad with some alcohol, and once my needle's in love, you'll fall.
With your vaccine, daddy,
your symptoms won't worsen.
Your vaccine, daddy,
after some of my nursing.
Your vaccine, daddy,
no one's better.
Vaccine, daddy,
with a super spreader. Tonight, please invite me up your sleeve. If you're anti-vax, I'll make you believe.
Vaccine.
Stick you and poke you and prick you. I've got a lollipop you can lick too. And I brought a little band-aid for your shoulder to stick to. Pfizer, I hardly know her. Get a load of my Johnson & Johnson. Now listen up, baby, if you liked what you got, then come again for another shot. And bring all your girlfriends, I'll find them a slot. I keep my vials cold and my patients hot.
He's your vaccine, daddy.
I'll turn on the charm.
Your vaccine, daddy.
For your upper arm.
He's your vaccine, daddy.
We'll be immunizing.
Vaccine, daddy.
Till the sun is rising. My diagnosis is I love you a lot, and your injection site is my favorite spot.
Vaccine, daddy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between and over the fence, I don't care. I want to thank everyone for showing up and listening. This has been a pleasure. By the time you hear this, I will have had my first shot, so my Wi-Fi should be better. No, go out there, get vaccinated. Don't. Let's stop this. This has to end. We have to get back to work. We have to get back to life. I'm tired of people I know getting sick and people I know dying. And just don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Remember, unicorns shit rainbows. You don't. Please flush. Good night.
It's that time again. We gotta say good night. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day, my friend. All right, people, it's time to go home. Yep, losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Drum and beat it. Make like a tree and leave.
All your fellas and Cinderellas, I'm giving you the heat.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right, you hear what I'm saying?
finish up that beer.
I want you to call it a night, old friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
You heard me.
Get
so long,
out.
Arrivederci, sayonara.
Get the fuck out.
Ciao, good night.
Bye-bye,
so long, farewell.
Get
see you later,
out.
Alligator. In a while, crocodile, shaking night. Get the fuck out.
Get
the fuck out of here.
Get
come on,
out.
Give me a fucking break.
Can I get a refill, please?
Hey, you, fuckface,
fuck